Towards the end of my grandfather's life, we knew that he was growing in prayer. Family noticed his favorite phrase had become Jesus Christ. Less of a prayer, of course, more words of frustration from a dying old man. My grandfather's expression, though, follows the popular use of our Lord's name. That reflex call when something painful or hard is presented. Depending on the intention of the user, it may be violating the commandment of not taking the Lord's name in vain. My grandfather wasn't in such a responsible state. But it also points to the origin of our celebration of the most holy name of Jesus today. We should love to hear that sweet name, to hear back Jesus' love for us in those very words. But specific devotion to the holy name came from a frustrating reality. Jesus' name was invoked against the vendetta culture of Italy. Preachers like St. Bernardine of Siena saying Jesus to combat the evils of his day and his preaching. Bernardine lived in the 1500s, 300 years after our own St. Rita dealt with vendetta violence in her own town and life. We can imagine in the intimacy of her prayer, calling on the sacred name of Jesus. So when we see evil, face frustrations, observe a problem too big, we can thoughtfully, prayerfully, invoke Jesus' name. Jesus Christ is not just for quiet moments of church prayer. He can be called on like the origin of our day to combat very real evils.